This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, required features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the required features of dining table. And with the required features, we mean the necessary features that are required on the dining table. We talked about the knowledge first, and today we're going to talk about the second feature, which is the satisfaction or the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is necessary that when we sit on a dining table, when we are about to eat something, we should know whether this thing which I'm going to eat, is it allowable or not? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is agreed or satisfied or he is happy of what I'm eating or not? Because whatever we do, it should be with the intention of seeking the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, generally when we pray, we say, Qurbatan ilallah. I do this in order to get the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this qurbatan ilallah, or the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because that He has created me. And وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ He said that we did not create the men and jinn except to worship me. So we are worshiping, we are in the state of worshiping, and we should always be in the state of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is necessary to see whether Allah is happy or not. And the thing which I'm eating, does it belongs to me or not? So this is important, and it is important to get the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what I'm about to eat, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the features and the required features of the dining table. And we said it is necessary to have the satisfaction for what we are eating. And this satisfaction means that we should know that whether Allah is happy with this or not. On the other hand, we can also say that the second feature, which is known as the satisfaction, that we are satisfied to eat something which is in front of us, it means that do we desire to eat this or not? Do we like to eat something which is in front of us or not? Obviously, you know, we need to eat something which we like, obviously. And if someone eats something out of dislikeness, it means that he is some kind is insulting the food which is in front of him. Therefore, we need to be straightforward in eating, that we should eat what we like, what a human being likes, and it should be halal. And that what it means that we are eating out of satisfaction. And if you eat out of satisfaction, and if you know that what you are eating, that food will have effect on our body. That food will have the right effect on our soul. If this food that I'm about to eat and the things that are in front of me, if it is something which I like and I know what I'm eating, it means that it will have the positive effects on me. And if it is halal, it should be definitely halal. It has effect on my body and on my soul. And that's what it is required, that it is necessary to eat something which is something halal, and which is through halal means. And you know that Allah is happy on it. And obviously you also are intending to eat this and you like that food, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
through.